الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية، جنتان عن يمين وشمال، كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له، بلدة طيبة ورب غفور. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الطاعم الشاكر كالصائم الصابر، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the most perfect, complete, and compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam, and one of the greatest favors that we enjoy, the ni'mah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over and above being the final and the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's messengers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also one of the greatest favors of Allah Ta'ala to humanity. And how fortunate are we to be in the ummah of the most beloved of all of Allah Ta'ala's messengers, whom Allah Ta'ala chose to be the Imam of all the messengers and Anbiya alayhimus salam on the night of Mi'raj, and therefore the title Imamul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only Nabi whose miracle lives on and continues after Rasulullah sallam departed from this dunya in the form of the Quran Azim. And the Quran Azim is filled with hidayat, guidance, many, many lessons to take place. And one of the great lessons we take from the verses I recited at the opening, a lesson from history, where Allah Ta'ala says, there is for you in the nation of Sabah a great sign, a great lesson to be taken. Now, some background as to this nation of Sabah that Allah Ta'ala refers to. In fact, this is of such great importance that the entire surah in 22nd para of the Quran Azim is named after this verse, Surah Sabah. This was a nation who resided in the area called Sabah, and this is in northern Yemen. There is famous city Sana'a, approximately between 16 to 20 kilometers away from Sana'a is where the abode and residence of this nation was. A very advanced nation at the time from a materialistic point of view. There was a huge dam that had walls retaining the water of the rains that would come down the valleys, and they enjoyed an abundance of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala talks about these favors, that wherever you would walk in the towns and cities, on your pathway on the right and the left, entire lengthy journeys were covered by fruit orchards on either side of the road. Such an abundance of fruits that if a person took a basket and put it on their head and walked through those gardens and orchards, they would automatically fill up without the needs, such an abundance of fruits that they enjoyed and sustenance. So the Anbiya alayhimus salam had said to them, and many commentators opine that they existed in the time between Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the various messengers advised them that eat of the sustenance of your Lord and be grateful. Be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for His favors. Further ni'mas Allah says, baldatun tayyibah. For indeed you have been blessed with very clean and pure cities. The air was absolutely crisp, clean. There were no mosquitoes, no bugs, no snakes, no scorpions existent in those areas. In fact, if a traveler was passing through and he had some bugs on his clothing, they would die because of the purity and cleanliness of the air. And They were advised, وَرَبٌ غَفَّارٌ, have a Rabb that you worship who is abundantly forgiving. So obey him, and where you err, then continuously seek forgiveness. On the other hand, they enjoyed favors that between them and the lands of Sham, on the lengthy journeys that they had to undertake for trade purposes, etc., there was an abundance of villages and cities en route, such that the moment one city or village came to an end, they could see the boundaries of the next city. For this reason, there was no need for them to carry any food for the journey. They would rest in the afternoon at one and reach by the evening at another, where there would be an abundance of water, food, fruits, etc. Similarly, total peace and security, whereas in other terrains people had to go through lengthy journeys, mountains, deserts, highways, there was total peace, safety and security. Siru fiha layali wa ayyaman aminin, Allah Ta'ala says that they could travel anytime, day or night, in total peace and safety and security. So these were the favors and abundance that they enjoyed. All they had to do was worship Allah and be grateful, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His favors. And it is the promise of Allah Ta'ala, when your response to His favors is shukr and gratitude, then Allah Ta'ala, let alone snatching it away, not only will He retain those favors, Allah's promise with emphasis and stress, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will definitely increase you in abundance in those favors. Therefore, one of the great commentators says, "Ash-shukru qaydun lil mawjud wa saydun lil mafqud." That shukr is a guarantee of the protection of favors we presently enjoy, and also a promise from Allah Ta'ala for an increase in the abundance of those favors. This is such a beautiful relation with Allah Ta'ala. Now keep in mind, shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His favors is one from the heart to firmly acknowledge and with yaqeen and conviction say that every favor that I enjoy, whether it is my good health, my wealth, most importantly my iman, my thriving business or profession, that is only from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any and every, no matter how minute it may be, just taking a breath, inhaling, exhaling, a blink of an eye, as those who need to take medication just to be able to blink an eye, just to relieve ourselves, answer the call of nature with comfort. These are such huge favors of Allah Ta'ala that our mind does not even go to. But our deen teaches us this: when you relieve yourself in comfort, what is the dua when we come out? Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Before that, ghufranak. All praises be to Allah who has given me well-being and removed from me that which was causing me difficulty and uneasiness, before relieving oneself. So can we imagine the many, many other favors of Allah Ta'ala? So from the heart, to acknowledge it as the given favor of Allah without doubt, to praise Allah Ta'ala by means of the tongue, abundantly say Alhamdulillah, praising Allah on His ni'mas. Look at our daily du'as and let us try and learn them. As mentioned, when relieving ourselves, when waking up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. After the great ni'mah and favor of a few sips of pure fresh water, Alhamdulillah alladhi saqani adban furatan. When wearing clothes or new clothing, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. After the huge ni'mah of halal, pure food, there's so many, at least four or five du'as that commence, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. We read the following du'a after eating: Allah forgives our previous sins. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. And so it goes on throughout the entire day. Before sleeping, amongst the du'as we read, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani wa saqani wa kafani wa awani fa kam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wi. All praise Allah who has given me to eat and drink during this day, who has given me an abode that shelters me. How many are there that there is no one to protect and shelter them? So shukr is a very great part of our deen. So to praise Allah, to say Alhamdulillah abundantly on His favors. Amongst our Allah pious people, it is noticed, not after meals, after every morsel they say Alhamdulillah. This ummah, the ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the previous scriptures, has been described amongst the many other qualities. Their hearts would protect the Quran Sharif, the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. They would be wearing their clothing well above the ankles. They will beautify their limbs with wudu before salah. And one salient feature, حمادون الله في السراء والضراء. They would praise Allah, but just not praise. Praise Allah Ta'ala excessively, in good conditions, in favorable circumstances, as well as in adversity and difficulty. The first word on their tongue would be Alhamdulillah. So by means of the tongue, and thirdly by means of a'mal and actions, obedience to Allah Ta'ala is also shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His favors. To channel the given favors in His obedience, whatever it may be, is also a means of gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. If Allah has given us good health, to use that strength of body and good health in the obedience of Allah, not to squander the health given by Allah in perpetrating haram and breaking the commands of Allah with that good health. Allah Ta'ala has given us a home, a car, to use that to get closer to Allah Ta'ala and not a means of blatantly breaking the commands of Allah Ta'ala on His very earth. One very important point to keep in mind, and let us look at, take lesson from the nation of Sabah. So we looked at their favors, abundance of food and fruits, clean air, safety and security, easy, lengthy journeys. What was their response? Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَعْرَضُوا. They turned away with disobedience, with disbelief, with ungratefulness. So Allah Ta'ala snatched away those favors. فَأَرْسَلَّ عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we sent down upon them a huge flood of torrential rains from the Wadi of Arim. The walls of those dams, Allah Ta'ala caused some reptiles to eat at them from the bottom. And then those walls of those huge dams burst, and there was floods all over the place. Those gardens that they enjoyed of beautiful fruits were now filled with thorny trees that would normally grow after floods, unattended gardens, bitter fruits in place of those lush and beautiful tasty fruits that they enjoyed before. The unity of the nation that they prided themselves, they were forced to scatter to different parts, some to Sham, some up to the areas of Tihama, the Arabian Peninsula, Medina Munawwara. And this was the spread of people of Sabah to different parts in the region. So they had to be scattered after all living together for a long time. So Allah Ta'ala says, warning us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will not change the favorable circumstances enjoyed by a nation until they alter and change their own condition from obedience to disobedience, from belief to disbelief, from gratitude to ungratefulness. So avoid all forms of ingratitude. Extravagance, wealth is a ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. One common spiritual disease known as the disease of Qarun. Qarun was a person in the time of Musa alayhi salam, from the nation of Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, but was in cahoots with Fir'aun. And he had been given an abundance of wealth, not the wealth itself, not the treasures themselves, only the keys to those treasures had to be carried by a group of powerful men. When Musa alayhi salam advised him to Allah Ta'ala, then what was his response? إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Then what are you talking about? This that I enjoy, I have amassed, may Allah save us from this, because of knowledge which I have, my own expertise, my own intellect. So whatever we enjoy, it is the given favor of Allah Ta'ala. Acknowledges as such from our hearts, our tongue. channel the ni'mah of wealth that Allah has given to us in the many, many beautiful avenues, in spending halal rizq for our families, masajid, madaris, spending on the poor, spending on the destitute. It is unbehoving of a Muslim in a country of such abject and severe poverty. It is a reality, there is severe poverty. Stop at the robot and give a person a packet of biscuits and notice how he rips it open and starts eating immediately. This is severe, genuine hunger. So when there is such abject poverty around us, for anybody, let alone a Muslim, to show extravagance in various, in our functions, in our demeanors, completely goes against the teaching of Deen of Allah Ta'ala. It is a form of ingratitude. Also keep in mind that the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, it is an amana, a trust that Allah has given to me. I will have to leave it behind, or it will expire before I die. So a person cannot say when advised, do not spend on haram, do not spend on frivolous activities, do not squander on extravagance. A Muslim cannot say, it is my money, I can do what I want with it. This is the given favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla and amana, where Allah Ta'ala speaks about wealth. At most places Allah says, razaqnahum, which we have granted to them. It is an amana, a trust with us, a test from Allah Ta'ala, that very same wealth channeled correctly, as mentioned in the aforementioned, and many, many other valuable avenues, many a times can buy a person's ticket to Jannah. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when exhorting Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in to spend before the expedition of Tabuk, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala brings many gold coins and puts it in the Mubarak lap of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The narrator says, I can see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turning those gold coins in his Mubarak fingers and saying that whatever Uthman does after today will never harm him. He has earned the highest levels of Jannah by this huge contribution. So whether it is our wealth, whether it is free time, whether it is bodily strength, intellect, these are ni'mas of Allah Ta'ala. We channel them in the obedience and Allah will guarantee a protection and increase in those favors, safety and security. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Azim makes mention, and many commentators, it means the disbelievers of Makkah. Well, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah puts forward an example from history, a city that enjoyed an abundance of favors, that the sustenance would come to them, though Makkah Mukarramah was inarable, no agriculture around it, but every kind of fruit and food from different parts would be found in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Safety and security, that nobody dared stage an attack on Makkah itself for fear of Allah's chastisement. There were residents in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, so much so as we learn from Surah Al-Ila fi Quraysh, the residents of Makkah Mukarramah, when traveling in journeys, whereas others would be looted, goods would be stolen, they would be attacked. When people knew that these are the Quraysh, the residents of the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, no one dared laid a finger on them or their goods. So Allah Ta'ala says, li'ila fi Quraysh, for the affinity that we have given, the response should be to worship Allah Ta'ala, the Lord of the Kaaba Sharif, through which they have their honor and esteem. So shukr to Allah Ta'ala for his ni'mah of deen. And one of the greatest favors that we enjoy, as said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, shukr to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be to love, to obey, to emulate, to recite the Durood Sharif in abundance, to sincerely take to heart the advices, the warnings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people of Makkah before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to them. The Quraysh would say, curses be on the Jews and Christians, how foolish they were. Allah sent Anbiya alayhi salam to them. They murdered them, they belied them, they made a mockery of them. If Allah sends a messenger to us, we will full-heartedly obey him. Allah Ta'ala says, they would say, we would be the most guided nation. Allah sent to them Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Most of them's response was arrogance, not appreciating the ni'mah and favor of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala save us, preserve the ni'mahs and favors that we enjoy, allow us to channel his favors in his obedience. And one of those, as we hear on a weekly basis, the ni'mah of wealth Allah has given to us. What better cause, the house of Allah Ta'ala, the madrasa, where we are investing in a perpetual sadaqah jariyah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل ولنحمده على سائر نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأهمها نعمة الإيمان اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك مثنين عليها قابلها وأتمها علينا إن الله عز وجل قال مبينا مثالا لنعتبر جزاء عدم الشكر والكفر قائلا لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور فأعرضوا فأرسلنا عليهم سيل العرم وبدلناهم بجنتيهم جنتين ذواتي أكل خمط وأثل وشيء من سدر قليل ذلك جزيناهم بما كفروا وهل نجازي إلا الكفور أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه عن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن رواتنا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. So while strengthening the self related to what we discussed, two du'as. One is we are encouraged after every salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allah help me and assist me in remembering you, in making shukr to you, and worshipping you in the best of manners. So we ask Allah to guide us to shukr. Another for protection of ni'mas and Allah not snatching them. At least this first part, Allahumma inni a'udhubika min zawali ni'matik. Allah, I seek your protection that the favors that I enjoy from you are not snatched away from me. It's a lengthier dua, but at least the first part. That's filling the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the safs, stand as close as possible, shoulder to shoulder. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Still some place at the back part of the main section of the masjid, let us come forward. استوعتذنوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور. فأعرضوا فأرسلنا عليهم سيل العرم وبدلناهم بجنتيهم جنتين ذواتي أكل خمط وأثل وشيء من سدر قليل. ذلك جزيناهم بما كفروا وهل نجازي إلا الكفور. وجعلنا بينهم وبين القرى التي باركنا فيها قرى ظاهرة وقدرنا فيها السير سيروا فيها ليالي وأياما آمنين. فقالوا ربنا باعد بين أسفارنا وظلموا أنفسهم فجعلناهم أحاديث ومزقناهم كل ممزق إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. ولقد صدق عليهم إبليس ظنه فاتبعوه إلا فريقا من المؤمنين. وما كان له عليهم من سلطان إلا لنعلم من يؤمن بالآخرة ممن هو منها في شك وربك على كل شيء حفيظ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن جاءهم نذير ليكونن أهدى من إحدى الأمم فلما جاءهم نذير ما زادهم إلا نفورا استكبارا في الأرض ومكر السيء ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فهل ينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا. أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم وكانوا أشد منهم قوة وما كان الله ليعجزه من شيء في السماوات ولا في الأرض إنه كان عليما قديرا. ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم فإن الله كان بعباده بصيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.